everyone. It's Cindy Rayfield. Here is episode number 4 of Practical Business Hacks from My Car. So we're going to do something a little bit different today. I'm going to be talking about the motivational triad. And this is something, because I've been in business for a while now, and I've put other people into business, and I see all the things that go on in their heads. Listen, there is nothing like self-improvement and self-awareness as being a business owner. Being a business owner can really make you, it forces you to be self-aware and to really work on your psychology, your own brain. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the motivational triangle and what's involved there. So when we talk about the motivational triangle, there's three things that the brain wants. And the brain always goes back to these three things because it's about survival. Your brain is the most miraculous tool in all of human history. There's no other animal that has the capacity to use their brains like the human brain. So it's like a computer inside your head. It's very smart, but it's also very tricky. It pulls a lot of tricks on us. The reason it does that is because it's got its own mind. Funny thing. Your brain has a mind of its own. It's going to tell you things. Most of us don't even realize that our brain is telling us things that really aren't even true. We just think they're true because our brain tells us it's true. So let me tell you what makes us who we are and why we make the decisions we make. So the first thing that the brain is looking for, the first part of the emotional or the motivational triangle, is the need for food and shelter, the basic stuff. That's what it needs. That's what it wants. Okay, it wants to be fed, it wants to be kept. Okay, the second piece of the motivational triangle is it wants shelter. So food and shelter. And the third thing is it wants to do all of these things in the most efficient way possible. So it wants to gather these things, it wants to keep us safe, and it wants us to do it in the fastest, easiest way possible. So basically what our brain wants to do all day long is have us eat donuts inside our cave and watch Netflix. That's pretty much what it wants to do. That's keeping us safe. That keeps us out of harm's way, it keeps us out of trouble, it keeps us fed, it keeps us clothed, it keeps us warm, according to our brain's philosophy. Now the reality is we all know that we gotta get up and we gotta go to work, but the brain is designed to keep you safe. So if you're gonna go to work, your brain wants you to expend the least amount of energy, and it wants you to do a job that's just not gonna require too much physical effort or mental effort. That's really what it boils down to. So I think if you think about it that way, that explains why there's people in the world that never move beyond a certain point, because they have let their brain fool them into thinking that this motivational triangle is gonna keep them safe. This is why anything that we do, our brain has to check every decision we make, make sure it lines up with what's going on in our motivational triangle. All right, so knowing that, here's something else I wanna throw out. If you're gonna be a business owner, you might as well throw out the stinking motivational triangle. And this is why a lot of people can't do it and won't do it, because their brain tells them that they can't. And it tells them that they can't because everything about business ownership violates the motivational triangle. You don't know where your next paycheck is coming from. You're taking a risk. You may be taking everything that you have. You may be leveraging everything. Maybe all of your savings, your credit, your house, all of these things to go into business for yourself. You're putting yourself out there in front of people every single day. You don't know when your first paycheck's gonna come in or if your first paycheck's gonna come in. All of those things violate what your brain is looking for. So as I'm helping people get into business, I see their little brains doing their little tinkering thing. Even people that have a lot of money to invest in a business have a really hard time getting their brains to agree that it's a good idea. And the reality is we don't really need this motivational triangle anymore. There's very few people in the United States of America anyway that are going hungry at any one time, or that don't have the means to fix that through, you know, whatever efforts are out there, programs that are out there for them. Very few people are going hungry. We have clean drinking water. We have shelter in many cases. Now, if you're taking the extreme cases, the homelessness, I'm not going to get into politics here. That's a whole different ball of wax. But for the most part, anybody in America can pretty much count on clean drinking water, food, and a roof over their head. Okay? They don't need to necessarily avoid risk at any cost. Risk is what makes us grow. And that's really hard for a lot of people to take in, because having to deal with risk means you have to go against what your brain's telling you. Your brain's going to tell you that something's not going to work, and here's why. And we've all listened to our brain at some point in time. There's all those things that we wish we would have done that we didn't do, and why didn't I do that? And if I'd done that, here's where I'd be now, but I didn't have the guts to do it then. Really, it's because your brain told you you couldn't. Your brain told you that you couldn't. And the only way to combat that is to tell our brains to shut up, to say, perfect, thank you for your input, moving on. So it's really hard to do. I've had to do work on it myself to overcome that. What you really have to do is take your brain out of your head, metaphorically speaking, and take a really close look at what's true and what's not true. I mean, your brain's going to tell you you're going to die if you do this. You have to take your brain out of your head and say, am I going to die if I start a business? What's the worst that can happen? Question your brain. Because I can guarantee you what your brain is telling you is either an over-exaggeration or an outright lie. And it's doing it to protect you and itself. So knowing that, you have to be okay with getting uncomfortable. Because that is what it's going to take to start a business on your own, to be an entrepreneur, to make good business decisions, and to make them quickly. You have to learn to live in this state of discomfort. It is in direct conflict with what your brain is telling you. But if you don't do it, you don't grow. You stay the same. You stay absolutely the same. So I like to challenge my clients. I like to challenge myself. You know, take this apart a little bit. Dissect it. Question everything. Because what we have assumed is the truth, or what we think is the truth, isn't always the case. There's ways to disprove whatever your brain tells you. Okay? So, here's a little exercise that a lot of people don't like to do because it's facing the ugly truth. But I do it. I do it some mornings when I'm really stressed out, or when my brain has been keeping me up all night telling me horrible things. Because that's what it usually does. Take a piece of paper and a pencil out and do something called a thought download, where you absolutely download every thought that's going through your head. Everything. First thing that comes in your head, write it down. And you'll see the horrible things that your brain is telling you. You'll see it for yourself. Write it down. And then what I like people to do is think of an alternative to whatever those thoughts are. So if you have a thought that says something like, you can never make this work, you don't have the skills, you don't have the ability, you'll never make this work, turn that around into a thought that's useful. A thought like that doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve you. And that's really what I want you to dissect all your thoughts and think about. Does it serve me to have this thought? Does it serve me to think that I am worthless and it'll never work out, and this whole thing is just a fluke and it'll never work, and all those other people that did it were just lucky? That doesn't serve me. It doesn't serve me. It doesn't serve my employees. It doesn't serve my business. It doesn't serve my future, my career, my family. So I need to turn that around and think of something different that is going to serve me. Something like, I'm not there yet, and that's okay. You know, that's an okay thought to have. It's better than the other thought. You know, bridge it a little bit. If you can't get your thoughts past, I'm a terrible person, or this is a terrible idea, just start changing things around a little bit. Maybe ask yourself a question rather than making a statement of fact. So I'm just really giving people ideas for how they can change things around and give themselves a different alternative to think about, and then hold on to that alternative. So anytime that other thought starts coming in your head, you have an alternative thought to pull out of your repertoire of thoughts to have. It can change everything, because our thoughts can change how we feel on a dime. And we've all done that exercise. If you think about things a little bit differently, you can start to feel better. We can always see what a difference a day makes. One day you're feeling down, you're feeling blue. It's rainy, it's wet, it's dreary, things aren't going your way. The next day, the sun comes out, get yourself a great cup of coffee, you start thinking back on the previous day, going, gosh, that wasn't so bad. I got through the day and everything worked out. It really wasn't nearly as bad as I thought. You start to feel better automatically. So I just want you to start changing your thoughts around. If you think you can't do it, or if you think you can do it, you're right. And that's the old adage from Henry Ford. And that's really true. It's all about how you think about things. And I want all of my followers, my listeners, my clients, people that I work with, to start thinking about their lives differently, to start thinking about their thoughts and being super deliberate in the way you think. That's the self-awareness that you need to move forward. So I hope this helped you. It has to get it out of my brain once in a while when I'm driving around. These are things that I think about. And a lot of this comes from my own experience. So I hope that it helps you all. Feel free to leave me a review. Feel free to contact me in the show notes. Happy to take your calls and your suggestions for future discussion topics. Thanks so much. Bye.